Penguin Random House Audio presents He Said, She Said, Lessons, Stories, and Mistakes from My Transgender Journey. This is the author, Gigi Gorgeous. To my mom, Judy, I wish you were here, but I know you're watching. I love you. Forewarning, a note from me, Gigi. I have to say, I'm really super excited for you to listen to my audiobook. It's totally balls to the wall, out to lunch, unabashedly me. Completely unfiltered Gigi. Just the way we all like it. Well, most of us. But I'm also a little worried you're going to listen to the next few hours or so and think, this bitch just did it. She set out a plan for her life of what she wanted to happen in it. You know, success, celebrity, romance, love, and just figured it out. It's what a lot of transgender girls hope to achieve with their lives. Hell, it's what a lot of people hope to achieve with their lives. And let's get one thing straight. I am not being cocky. I'm actually the most humble person I know. But even writing some parts of this book, I've had to step back and be like, whoa, I did that? That's crazy. It still seems like a fairy tale to me. The truth is, it may have looked easy, and sometimes I may make it look easy, but it hasn't always been like that. And I still face challenges every single day. I've had my own speed bumps. I've had my own problems. I've had to come out of the closet multiple times for multiple things. First for being gay, then for being transgender, then for being a lesbian. That's a lot of opening and closing the closet door. My arms are starting to get tired, honestly. But at least they look great, don't you think? What's more, my mom died way too young, and she never got to know the real me. And that makes me sadder than I can convey with words. That I never got to look in her eyes and say, Mom, I am a transgender woman. And that she never got to meet the Gigi I became. That's who I'd like to give you with this book, the real Gigi. But I want you to know, I don't take any blessings that I've been given in my life for granted. I thank God every day for making me as busy and stressed and fulfilled as I am. And I thank you for taking the time to listen to what I'm saying. I hope you enjoy it. Now let's get into it. Gigi-isms. Before we jump into this gossip sesh that the publishing industry has decided to call a book, there are some things you should know about the way I communicate. First of all, you should know that a lot of people think I speak my own language. It's a version of English, yes, but there are a lot of words I use that you don't really hear other people using. Or typically, when they use these words, they use them differently than I do. I'd say they use them wrong, and I use them right. Or correctly, if we're using proper grammar. But you shouldn't count on me for proper grammar either. One other thing you should know about is my extremely extensive vocabulary, which I've had to develop because of constantly having to describe beauty products on my YouTube channel. When I do talk about products, I'm usually talking about things I like. If I were anybody else anywhere and my name were not Gigi Gorgeous, I would probably also totally overuse the word gorgeous. But I can't do that because it would be a little too on the nose. Not that I have my original nose. But we'll get to that later, too. When I'm speaking, I want my feelings to be conveyed and completely understood. It's also a lot about intonation, as in how you say whatever it is you're trying to say. Anyway, here are some of the words that are in heavy flow rotation at the moment. Do you see what I did there? Heavy flow? Let's call them Gigi-isms. Practice them. Use them in your everyday conversation. Call your girlfriends and test them out. The point is, in just a few short moments, you too can be speaking Gigi. Let's start with the word everything. I honestly don't know when I started using this word. It just happened. Barbara Koppel noticed it when I was filming my documentary. That's how the title, This Is Everything, happened. It's self-explanatory. It means things are coming together. The situation is perfect. It's single-handedly the best description I can give to anything. Like, the weather recently has been so nice. It's everything. Or, my outfit to the VMAs was everything. Get it? Good. We can move on then. Dope, sick, and turnt. These are all kind of the same thing. They all describe when something's amazing. For instance, this 134 MAC makeup brush is turnt. I love the way it did my contour. Or, that's sick. Now moving on to obsessed. When I'm into something, I'm often obsessed. Here's an easy one. Nicole Richie is carrying a Balenciaga Weekender. I'm obsessed with her and that bag. Totes. I like to use this as a short form of totally. It's faster to say and sounds cuter. Oh, you can't go out tonight? That totes sucks. Is more efficient than, oh, you can't go out tonight? That totally sucks. See how much time I saved there? It's genius. Living and dying. Despite what they mean in real life, these words are surprisingly interchangeable. I can say, I'm living for this Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme, or I'm dying for this Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme. And in my not-so-humble opinion, I'm basically saying the same thing. I will also occasionally do a variation and say something to the effect of, oh my God, this Taco Bell is so life right now. I was so hungry and it tastes so good. I'm dead. Now we're getting kind of advanced. I hope you have enough brain cells to last you the rest of this list. I sense some are being killed off. Eek-a-deek. I say this when there's awkward tension in the room or a bad situation is going on. Or when something comes up that I don't want to have anything to do with. For instance, I'm in a room with two friends and they're fighting. I'd say, eek-a-deek, this is super totes uncomfortable. Yes, you can use two Gigi-isms in one sentence. Fucked. This is also a term that is easily interchangeable. If something is bad, it's fucked. As in, when she said that your hair looked greasy, that was really fucked. But fucked can be something that's really good, too. Like, oh my God, your Giuseppe Zanotti's 6-inch heels are fucked. A gag. Something dramatic or unbelievable. It's such a gag that my dad came with me to get my boobs. I couldn't believe it. Or simply and generally put, oh my God, that was such a gag, which I use very often. Hup! I recently invented this term because it's the sound that came out of my mouth when I was trying to hold in a laugh at an inappropriate time. For example, if someone asks you if you ate the last cupcake in the box and you did, you would simply respond, hup! You're clearly guilty, but you're trying to divert attention and you hope the other person laughs and doesn't get mad. You can also use this in an awkward situation. Like, say a friend is confronting her boyfriend about cheating on her. Randomly, mid-conversation, you could say, hup, and run out of the room. Then, you're free to not be bothered by that situation anymore. A moment. Something you need to set aside time in your brain for. Something that's really going to be a memory. This fashion brand invited us to Coachella, and we're going for the first time ever. It's going to be a moment. Or, we should all wear white on the 4th of July and make it a moment. Now let's move on to wait. Pretty self-explanatory. Wait. That bag from The Row cost $50,000? You've got to be kidding me. I visualize this one to be like a car going 100 miles an hour and then suddenly slamming on the brakes and skidding to a halt, but like verbally skidding. Hundo P, short for 100%. Used for emphatic effect at the end of a sentence or a particularly confident phrase. I want to go to Poppy tonight and party. Hundo P. I will probably use it many times in this book just because I'm totes into it right now and it's used for things that are certain, like the facts about my life in this book. Vibes. My friend August and I use this a lot. It's what we want to evoke, what we're shooting for. We usually use it when it comes to style and creating a look. We're going to the AMAs and I really want Nicki Minaj, Kim Kardashian vibes. Or the holiday party we're planning needs to give winter wonderland vibes. A, I can't, and B, I won't. Absolutely no freaking way this is happening. Another way of saying flat out, no. Like someone said that we should take the subway to the party. A, I can't, and B, I won't. Out to lunch. This is a term I've started using within the past year or so. It's usually when I'm talking about something being crazy or doing something I don't agree with. Girl, did you see her last night? She was out to lunch. So drunk. Cuckoo-ca-choo. when someone or
sample complete. Ready to continue?